The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in North Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. June 6, 1200 Derwent Way. A business reported a refrigerator trailer was broken into prior to delivery. The trailer contained $70,000 worth of bread and the break-in discovered when the order was delivered. As several boxes of bread had been opened and some were missing, the integrity of the remaining product was in question and therefore rejected. The complainant is awaiting instruction from the supplier to determine if the delivery business is responsible for the loss. Police awaiting possible surveillance video from a nearby business. June 8, Public Safety Building 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported they were the victim of a sophisticated fraud involving a possible hack to their computer and the subsequent phone communications that resulted in the complainant purchasing gift cards whose serial numbers were sent to the fraudsters. Total loss $6,000. The complainant was advised to close all accounts and to have their computer scanned for malware. June 8, 9000 block of 118th Street. Complainant reported their vehicle stolen from their driveway sometime overnight. The vehicle was locked and the complainant was in possession of all keys. The vehicle is described as a red Acura and contains a variety of golf items valued at $2,500. The vehicle was added to Canadian Police Identification Center as stolen. June 8, Public Safety Building 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant responded to an ad on Craigslist for the rental of an apartment and sent a deposit of $850 via e-transfer. The complainant became suspicious when they were subsequently asked for the first month's rent and the documentation appear flawed. The complainant attended the unit address and discovered the rental was a scam. The bank was contacted and indicated the funds would be returned. The complainant was advised to report the issue to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre and Equifax. June 9, Public Safety Building 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported they were the victim of an online scam through a Bitcoin Instagram page called Taxi. The complainant purchased Bitcoin and provided debit card details and personal identification to the fraudsters through WhatsApp. The fraudsters subsequently withdrew $450 from the complainant's bank account. The complainant indicated they had now deleted the Instagram account and blocked the suspect on WhatsApp. Police advised the complainant to inform the bank of the fraud and to refrain from sharing bank details and ID information in the future. June 10, 112th and 84th Avenue. A business reported a male in the washroom who refused to leave. Police attended and found an intoxicated suspect who agreed to leave. June 11, 88th Street and 118th Avenue. Police attended the area following a report of a fight between a group of people. A person riding their bike claimed they were riding home when they were accused of stealing the bike. An altercation ensued with no real assault or injuries. It was determined the incident was a case of mistaken identity and the bike was not stolen. June 11, Public Safety Building 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported they had sent identification information as confirmation they were the rightful owner of a fifth-wheel trailer to a person who was a potential buyer. The possible buyer subsequently backed out of the deal. No money was lost, but the complainant was concerned their personal information had been compromised. No financial information was shared. Police advised the complainant to follow up with ICBC, TransUnion, and Equifax if they wished their accounts to be flagged for any suspicious transactions.